Hey, Mr. One Stop, I'm looking for a record and it goes like this. Dun 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 dun.
Welcome to Addicted to the Needle,
the podcast where a vinyl addict meets his dealer. I'm your record dealer, Ben Schulman.
And I'm Patrick Foisy, the addict.
And how are you today on this gloomy April showers, stinky spring Montreal day?
Well, I do have a gloomy disposition. You know, remember last episode, I was really mad because of what was happening at work.
Yeah, we need to start a new segment where, like, we warn people beforehand called, like, Pat's Rants.
Okay.
Oh, no, shit. No, don't plug. No. Oh, no.
You just open a Pandora's box, my friend.
Put on the freaking alarm now. Oh, please. No. You know, I enable your foolishness.
Yes, because
Pat's rants.
Oh, I'm gonna rant all right.
Now you're gonna. Oh, you have another rant ready to go.
So, I messaged you a few days ago because I asked you to go and have a listen to one of our. I don't know how to characterize it yet.
You want to say friends, but I think at this point...
Yeah, that's where the rant is coming. So yeah. I asked you to go to listen to a particular episode of In the Past Garage Podcast with the hosts Weldon Hunter and Erica Komarnicki.
Komarnicki?
Right.
I believe. I don't know. I've listened to the show enough. You think I would remember his name when he says it? But yeah, shout out to those guys.
So, whoa.
Okay, well, tone it back. I wonder what your rant's going to be about.
Well, you know, I think you're going to back me up on this. All because right. they mentioned the show with they had former guests of ours on their show, the Gruesomes.
Who they've had on before, because they had the... That's the first episode I ever listened to the In the Past podcast was the episode they did about 125 with the Gruesomes. Obviously, that is one of our favorite records ever by the Haunted, Montreal garage rock legends. And so this episode, they were the one you had me go listen to was about...
Oopoopadoo. You know, explain to our listeners what their shtick is. What they do
on In the Past?
Yeah.
Okay, so these guys, Weldon and Eric, they basically just pick one song and they'll play several different versions of it. Usually the original version. I also just listened to their episode. They did "Come On Everybody," the old Eddie Cochran rockabilly tune, and then they played the Staccatos version, which is cool. It's the Staccatos, Canadian band from Ottawa, became five man electrical band. And then they played the NRBQ version, which I had never heard, which was super cool. So basically, I love the concept of their show. I think it's freaking wonderful.
Well, okay. Love is going to turn into a different sentiment. So,
are you mad? Are you mad, bro?
Oh, I'm fuming.
You mad, bro?
So yeah, I think you have. Surmised what they do.
Yeah,
they analyze, dissect, scrutinize. You know, sort of put under a microscope usually a 60s classic song.
And this time they wanted to tell us all about Oopoopadoo.
Right. So a song here at 8ATN that we love, Oopoopadoo.
And of course, as they discussed, there's like a bazillion versions of it. You know,
absolutely. Yeah. And we've played many of them on this. On this show.
Yep.
And one of the hosts casually referenced our show because of the Dunk and the Deacons we played when the Gruesomes were here. So to make a long story short, under the encouragements of John Davis, we are now labeled as their rival podcast. Strike that. We are now, apparently, their enemies. So don't try to stop me, Ben. I'm not done.
Okay, I'm just going to hold my breath over here.
So, listen, boys, We've heard that torpedo explode on the port side, and it didn't fade us in the least. So, you want to cross swords? Well, message received loud and clear. The gauntlet has been thrown. It's right here in front of us. You know, there's a French expression, Ben, you might know. It says,
what's that?
J'ai enterré la hache de guerre. So I think the equivalent in English is I buried the hatchet. Well, you know what I did with the hatchet? I dug it right back up. It's right here in front of me beside the gauntlet. And you know, you think the Ukrainian conflict is bad?
Oh my gosh.
Well, they haven't seen anything yet. And since they opened the hostilities, they sent the first missile. They're technically Russia right now, and we're Ukraine.
God.
So, I'm here. I'm talking to the listeners. So please, listeners, do not go on Buzzsprout.com or your favorite podcast provider to hear episode 71 of In the Podcast Garage podcast hosted by Weldon Hunter.
In the past, Garage Rock podcast. You're so angry that you're mixing up your words.
And so don't go and listen to that episode 79 featuring special guest The Gruesomes. And do not go like their Facebook page at facebook.com/ In the Past podcast. unless you want to troll them, of course, that's fine. We're okay with that.
Absolutely.
But I'm not done.
Oh, God.
I also have a message for the Gruesomes.
Oh, no.
Those ungrateful traitors. Yes, I said it.
How could you talk about fellow Montrealers like that?
Well, hey, we've been
you just quoted them. Hey!
That's right. We've been nothing but nice to them. I actually shared a third of a beer once on air with them, you know? So that's how nice we are. And listen up. I will no longer be your punching bag or the butt of your jokes. This is a bygone era, John Davis and Bobby Beaton. Well, let me take a breath.
Yeah, you're worked up.
We know where you live. Let's just hope for your sake that we don't cross paths in some seedy back alley in Montreal. If you don't want a taste of a knuckle sandwich... Well, hey, in this case, a kosher knuckle sandwich. You better run the other way, punks. Fair warning. I have a large rusty chain hiding under my M51 US parka right now. A switchblade in my left hand and a broken bottle in the right. So be careful what you say next, Gruesomes.
Wow, you just gave me like Brighton Beach 1964 vibes right there.
You bet. You bet.
Oh, man. Wow. You are, you know, I've never seen you so worked up before. So now...
And of course, you know, the object of the show was Oop-Oop-A-Doo.
Oop-Oop-A-Doo.
And they didn't pick the best songs. You know what? My favorite
Skip Easterling,
right? On Instant Records.
On Instant Records, that's another New Orleans version. That's right.
And of course, you know, we're Quebec people here, and I wish the Gruesomes knew how to defend their own, you know,
their own
province,
their own territory, their own province.
They didn't even mention the Les Misérables on Jupiter, yes. Which you sold me on this very podcast.
So, man, we have played a couple versions of Oop-Oop-A-Doo on this show.
And probably one of the best versions, which wasn't never laid on 45, but you have to agree, one of the best versions. I don't think they even mentioned it.
Which one's that?
This is a sacrilege. They didn't even mention the High Numbers, a.k.a. The Who.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Yeah.
At the Railway Hotel in 1964, which is probably, for me, the video that broke my YouTube channel.
The fact that there's even footage of that is
mind-boggling.
They do that, and they do what I Gotta Dance to Keep from Crying, the Miracle song. Oh, man.
Then you see some mods hopped up on blues.
Bunch of people on drugs having a good time. Wearing they all just look like you.
And you see the infancy of the windmill with Pete Townsend,
right,
and the crazy antics of Keith Moon.
And John Entwistle just standing there like he did being for the next 40 years. Just...
you know, I can't believe they didn't even mention that.
What? Hey, honk you too. I hope the mic picked that up. Yeah, well, again, that's just one of those songs. My God, there's so many freaking versions. I mean, you know, there's another Quebec version too. There's a band called The Senators on a nondescript record label called Rush Records from 1964, which is a Montreal band. So there are actually, I'm trying to think, are there other Canadian versions? Oh God, there's so many. It's a classic. And then there's one that we see a lot. I don't know if we ever played it on the show, but it's kind of a common soul record. Is that Billy Graham and the 34th Street? It's on Atlantic. Mm-hmm. Billy Graham and the 34th Street. Something.
Oh yeah, you might have
long time. That was
sent me that one too.
That was back when I was first getting you addicted. I was getting you hooked. That's when I would, that's when I would give you a free hit. You know, just to just to get you come back.
And again, going back to that, the our enemy podcast now. You know how they call their listeners on In the Past podcast? They call them pastronauts, which I have to, I have to give them that. That's pretty good. That's pretty good.
What do we call our listeners?
You're reading my mind.
So
I was thinking, we have to find the names for our listeners because we're always usually using the term listeners. So I think we should pick something really simple, straightforward.
Okay. I think I know what we should call them.
What?
Drug addicts.
Well,
addicts. No, just addicts?
Addicts.
Just addicts.
Addicts.
Okay. Heroin addicts.
No, addicts. That's it.
Methadone clinic. Okay, anyway.
And, you know, also something we need to steal from them. They have...
they're our enemies, but we're stealing all their ideas.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Right, okay, sure, I got it.
They have interns. We don't have interns. How come we don't have interns?
I'm the intern. I'm the one who knows all the information already.
Well, I think, you know what? I went without consulting you, so I took the liberty to go and pick two highly qualified candidates. So I want you to meet Svetlana and Nikolai. They are two highly trained, deadly Ukrainian assassins that we now have as our own interns.
Man, I haven't seen you in like 2-3 weeks, and like you're off your rocker today. Please don't tell me you're going to start imitating Russian people. I mean, Ukrainian. Oh, God. Oh, boy.
And so what they did is unforgivable. What they did is what we call in the podcast world a Will Smith slap.
Oh.
Okay? and except we're not going to take it. So here's our counter. I have an idea for a counterattack.
All right.
Are you ready for this?
Was born ready.
All you addicts out there, you're officially addicts. Go on Apple Podcasts and give us a 5-star review. That's going to piss them right off. Let's bump our
I can't take you seriously when you're like this. But yeah, go do it, Pat said.
Go and give us a 5-star review. That's the best, revenge.
And be sure to give them a good review too, even though they're our enemies.
Cutting your mic.
Oh man. Yeah.
So
we've declared war officially with the In the Past guys. I mean, man, what are we going to do to solve this this issue?
Because, maybe invite them on the show so they can defend themselves.
Maybe we should do a crossover episode where we take the two podcasts about records from the 60s and yell at each other for 2 hours.
How about that?
Yeah, I think that might be the way to go. Well, I'm feeling amped up. I think we need something... something to get those military bones shaken. What do you think?
I ask you for a favor, and I'm glad you stepped up.
Yeah, so here, now that we've been, the word war has been thrown around a lot today in the past couple of weeks. Here is, who does this record again? That's good, Ben, you're really prepared. Earl Hooker on the Age record label out of Chicago, 1961, with Apache War Dance.
Thundercloud had a rock and rollin' show. Back in those days, we had a rock and rollin' bull to do our rock and rollin' show. And it went something like this here. This is 1961, and these days we raise young squaw up to new rock and roll. And the new rock and roll goes something like this here. Rock and roll was all right. I reckon Big Chief was going on back home.
All right, that was a good thing because it helped me calm down a bit.
Did that hit the spot?
Yeah.
And this one's for sale, I should imagine.
Yeah, I think I'm going to grab it.
Yeah, I've had this one for a while. It's funny because you were like, bring like a good war chanty record. And I was like, this was sitting like right next to me when you said that. I was like, huh, all right, kind of cool.
Because my, thank you. So the one I was thinking about was one you sold me few years ago, is Chuck Willis, Twistin' in the Hospital Ward. You know, just send a little message out there. But, you know,
Did I sell you that record?
You did.
Oh, yeah, wow.
I you know, it's hard to forget a title like that.
Twistin' in the Hospital Ward. Well, it's funny, because you got Twistin' in the Hospital Ward, you've got Twistin' School.
I've got at least 25 twisting records.
Twisting in like different locations.
Minimum. And a bunch of Quebec ones, too. There are a bunch of them.
Twist et chant.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. There are plenty of them.
So
it's just because like the word twist was just so weird. Like,
everybody had to do a twist record.
Everything, yeah. It was like between like 1961 and like 1963. It's like every second record that came out was... twist something. And then I saw those records from France where it's like the name of the song and then in brackets, twist, because it's a song you're supposed to twist to.
Yeah, right.
A lot of Johnny Hallyday records got that. Mm-hmm. Anywho, I'm going to continue on here. I got another record I would like to sell you. And this is actually funny. Speaking of twisting in the hospital ward, here's a record by a group called The Soul Clinic.
Well, this is perfect for a... you know, Addicted to the Needle podcast.
Yeah, so a group called...
Usually I'm the one with the medical records and addicted...
So here's... Well, they have a medical-sounding band name. The tune is called So Sharp. It's a cover of a Dyke and the Blazers song on a really cool label called Bay Sound out of Baltimore. So shout out to Rob Macy, who's from Baltimore and a friend of ours.
They picked up their... Save Your Soul night monthly night now, so post-COVID.
Yeah, and it's like, and it's funny, like thinking of Baltimore, I was watching that show The Wire a couple of months ago, and like kind of made me really want to go to Baltimore and get like a fish sandwich. Apparently that's like what they eat. That's like the thing to eat in Baltimore is like a...
I've never had a fish sandwich there.
Apparently that's like the thing. I don't know. If anyone listening is from Baltimore, send me a fish sandwich in the mail and I will eat it even if it is rancid.
I did have some really good oysters with Rob though.
Oh, ugh, oysters are gross.
Oh, like, no. I love oysters.
That's your that's your Frenchness.
Yeah,
I feel like that's like because like I remember in Louisiana was the one time I ever had them, and ugh, it's like eating a booger. Anyway, all right. So on the Bay Sound record label out of Baltimore, I'd assume 1968, the Soul Clinic was So Sharp.
I used to have my fun a long time ago now. A little bit of luxury, pretty women surrounding me now. But there came a woman, yeah, all ragged and beat up. And that was the end of me. Oh, well, all right now. Think it's gonna take. She's so sharp, yeah, yeah, yeah. She's so sharp. Sharper than me, all right. She's sharper than me now. Now all of you fellas that think you are sharp, there's a woman, yeah, that's sharper than you now. See, baby. She's so sharp, yeah, yeah, yeah. She's so sharp. I'm sharper than you. All right. She's sharper than me, too.
This is just plain good. Just plain good.
And you often look so sharp when you're DJing. You're always wearing a suit and, you know, it's...
Well, I wasn't wearing one at the last DJ gig I did at the Heart of Montreal Soul Club, which was last week with our good friend Carl.
Carl Homsk.
And it was the first time in 2 years that I've seen a full dance floor in Montreal.
Yeah, I saw some pictures. That was awesome.
It was, oh, I was surprised. I think I have a feeling this night is going to take off.
I hope so.
It's right on the verge. Yeah. I can feel it bubbling.
Well, because like there hasn't really been like something of that caliber. I mean, like, you know, you were doing your thing down here in St. Henry for the Mod Club thing for a while, you know.
And your night, too.
Oh, but it's been years, you know. That was 5 years ago. I mean, that ended even before the pandemic started. It's so funny. It's like such like a distant memory at this point. It's amazing how long ago it was. Oh, man, I hope Carl's thing takes off. And, I mean, you know, you're doing it a lot with him, you know. Yeah. You know, because...
It was just positive vibes, yeah. Great dance floor going.
Yeah, and it's cool. And like, you had that dance floor, you know, when you DJ in Toronto. It's like, it's nice to see, like, it's kind of, like... Except, like, my brother and his wife both currently had COVID. Didn't you have COVID, like, last week?
Last week? Yeah.
And how... But you were, like, fine. Like, you were okay. Like
3 days was, like, a bad flu.
Yeah. Did Nikki get it, too? Or?
No. That's weird. And
I'm like, I'll probably leave here now, and like, it's probably like on the turntable, and like, you know, I'm drinking out of a glass I just took out of your cabinet, you know. But it's funny, well, that's not funny, but my brother, both my brothers have had it. I have not, somehow.
Well,
I just knocked on wood by Eddie Floyd.
Well, we're recording live, but we're still in our little our little bubble.
Yeah, it's not like I come over here. It's not like we make out or anything. So.
No, but we have our little shields.
No, we're good. But hey, I'm triple vaxxed. You're triple. You know what? And you know that's the thing. It's like that's the beautiful thing with the vaccine. If you get sick now, you'll be fine in like 3 days. So what?
And I had to isolate for 5 days. So two of those days were during the weekend, but I got 3 days off work because of that. So
three days away from those freaking kids. hey, Pat students, if you're listening, give him a break, you little shits, you little putzes. He's gonna have to bring in the Hebrew hammer to teach you how to respect a good man. But now I'm mad.
But it was a well-deserved break. I didn't have a fever, but I felt like crap for 3 days.
Yeah, it's like my brother Andrew just had it. He said, yeah, you just basically slept for like 3 days. Apparently, just knocks you out.
That's
and
pretty
now his,
much it.
Now his wife, my sister-in-law, Paula's not feeling well, and she said she's just exhausted. So
yeah, that's basically it. I had to prepare classes for the replacing teacher, but it took all my energy to, you know, work for like half an hour just to prepare the
I remember when I would have substitute teachers. This one always like comes back to me. I remember my French teacher was sick for a week when I was in like grade 8. And I remember the substitute had us read the Wikipedia page for 50 Cent in French. Like the rapper.
That's weird.
I'm a freaking public school, man. I don't know.
Hey.
I never went to private school ever. My fiance went to parochial school. She had her school day was like 2 hours longer because she had to freaking take Hebrew and Torah classes.
Oh.
Wow. Yeah. See, I didn't have to. Except, no. And Mom, I know you're listening. My mother did send us to I think it was like twice a week. We used to have to go to like after school, like Jewish school after school. And, you know, my Hebrew was fantastic. I can't speak a word of it. Shalom, anyway. Good Jew over here. Anyway, what's next on our Addicted to the Needle agenda today?
Well, I've been waiting to bring this back up because you know I'm a sucker for a game.
You missed your calling being a freaking game show host, man. Hey, who knows? You could have been a game show host and then probably ended up being president of the United States.
Oh, jeez. So... are you ready for, back by unpopular demand, another edition of Name the Style of That Moldy Oldie?
Woo! Yeah!
So to remind our addicts, because, hey, we're not using listeners anymore, to remind our addicts what the game is that I'll give you the name of an artist.
Yep.
Then title of a track,
yep,
and the label.
Ooh.
And I'll give you 5 choices, and you have to figure out what the style of the record is.
Sure.
Right?
It's funny, this is the first time I'm getting to play this game alone, because I think the last time we played, my brother was here, and the time before that was with the Gruesomes. So now it's like I don't have that support system anymore.
Well, the Gruesomes was named that fake Moldy Oldie. This is a variant
word variant is being thrown around a lot these days. All right, let's get
all right, so first one.
All right,
and it all came out in, you know, from early 60s to early 70s.
So what am I doing
on 45?
I'm naming the style,
but okay. I'll give you multiple choices.
Okay.
All right, so first track is by an artist called Tony Troutman.
Right.
The title is I Truly Love You, and it's on Gramophone. So Gramophone is Gram-O-Phon.
And just remind me again, these are ones you made up or?
No. Okay, those are all true.
Okay. These are all real records.
Real records.
I just have to name the genre. Okay. Got it. Sorry.
Exactly. So Tony.
There's something in the tap water here.
Tony Troutman, I Truly Love You on Gramophone.
Gotcha.
Is it A, Delta Blues, B, a garage ballad, C, 70s sweet soul, D, Jamaican roots reggae, or E, early R&B? So Tony Troutman, I truly love you on gramophone.
Early R&B.
So E, early R&B?
It sounds like it would be that.
Wrong.
No, no.
It's 70s sweet soul.
Damn, that was my other...
Really?
Yeah.
I figured like Troutman sounds like blues or, yeah, R&B.
I actually almost at one point thought it would be Jamaican. But that's the thing with these names. It's like, you know, it's like I said it a million times on the show. You'll see a record called like, you know, Funky Something by like George Jackson and you put it on and it's like the worst country song you've ever heard. Right. Funky girl. All right, next.
All right, next.
All right.
Shaq Jones, I'm Gonna Have Your Love on Cycle Records, and Cycle is spelled S-Y-C-L-E.
Okay.
So Shaq Jones, I'm Gonna Have Your Love on Cycle Records.
Shaq Jones, I'm Gonna Have Your Love on... Okay.
So is it A, Bonehead Hard Rock?
What the fuck is that?
B, Popcorn R&B. C, Crossover Soul. D, Philly Funk. Or E, Hippie West Coast Psych.
Oh my God. Shaq Jones.
Jones. Like, I'm going to have your love.
Is it Shaq like with a Q? Like Shaquille O'Neal?
S-H-A-C-K. Like a,
okay, name like the genre. Sugar Shaq. Sugar Shaq. All right.
So is it A, Bonehead Hard Rock?
Okay, you know what? I kind of want to say it's Bonehead Hard Rock.
Final answer?
You know what? Yeah.
You're right.
Oh, yeah, because that's just so ridiculous. What's like, so some 70s thing? Like,
yeah, probably early 70s.
Where did you find this?
Well, that record was being sold by our friend Eric Collins.
Okay,
cool. And that's one of his descriptions, yeah, Bonehead Hard Rock.
He has the most inventive... Like, you know, like I just did a listing of garage rock records on eBay yesterday. Shameless self plug right here. Go look up the company sleeve. We got a lot of garage records for sale right now. And like I always like put like angsty, snotty, like especially for like Je Cherche by Lady Tam. Like it is. It's angsty, snotty, punky teenage music.
Right.
But Eric Collin, like, and I believe if you want to check out his stuff, he's what, mod 9333 or 9933 on eBay, something like that. Oh man, I love the like proto punk destroyer. Like it's like.
Well, he used to put a description also in his listings.
Yeah.
He sort of dropped that. I'm sort of sad about that because I'd go and read every description. Well, now it's in the titles.
You know what though, and it's like as someone who does list on eBay pretty regularly, eBay's definitely. Try like when you go to list records now, it's like they're trying to do it like Discogs, like kind of where you like everything's kind of automated. And it's like, I personally, it's like when I like the odd time I buy something on eBay, I barely look at the description because it's already there. It's like the conditions entered, there's a photo of it. So it's like, but I kind of, cause it's a lot of extra work to, and like, but I still do it. I still put like, you know, the name of the A side, the B side, the condition in the description also, but it's just forced a habit from.
But one thing you don't do is put a clip of the record, which is for, as a buyer.
Yeah.
Is great because when, you read something like Shaq Jones, I'm Gonna Have Your Love,
yeah,
and it's not on YouTube.
Yeah.
You know, you need that little clip.
I can pretty much say this, I never list something that's, if it's not available on YouTube, I make it available by it being on my YouTube channel. So
right.
It's kind of, because the thing is, it's like, I've always had complications doing, and again, like all, from the top, I'm not good at like, I'm not good at computers. Like, I don't know. I don't have like the patience. I'm like, I don't know. I've never been able to like do it properly. And the thing is, like, to do a sample, you know, it's like I listed 170 records yesterday. It's like the amount of extra work compared to what I end up selling the records for. I don't need to do it.
That I understand.
Yeah, but
you know, it's investment in time.
Oh, for sure. It's like there is a possibility you might make a little bit more money. Like I do get it, but if I'm gonna list something that's like completely unknown, it's like no, it'll go up on my YouTube channel first, and like there'll be a way to hear it. And usually with stuff that's so obscure, that usually I'll end up selling it privately or you know to you. So so maybe. Don't go around judging and pointing fingers because you're talking yourself out of. I mean, how many years did I supply your when you were doing that guest spot on the mod show there?
We Are the Mods.
What was your segment called again?
Vintage Vinyl from the Vault.
Yeah, how many of those did I supply?
Quite a bit.
Yeah. All right, it's not on YouTube.
So here you are having a you know your. You're a bit too cocky for having one out of two. So.
Your anger has rubbed off on me today. I am upset. Okay, let's go for another one.
So, all right, the next one.
I hope it's something I know.
It's a group.
Okay.
The Instants. Ain't nobody here but us chickens on Rendezvous. So, The Instants. Ain't nobody here but us chickens on Rendezvous.
Chicken. Now we're getting to the part of the show where I'm getting hungry.
So, is it a rockabilly bopper? B, Cajun Garage? C, Girl Group Soul? D, Louisiana Blues? Or E, East Coast Punk?
Man, I'm surprised doo-wop is. I thought it would be like a doo-wop-y thing.
So, The Instants, ain't nobody here but us chickens on Rendezvous. Again, so a rockabilly bopper, B, Cajun Garage, C, Girl Group Soul, D, Louisiana Blues, or E, East Coast Punk.
Okay, well, it's definitely not a girl group record. Or is it? Because, okay, what you said, Louisiana Garage?
Blues.
Louisiana Blues.
Cajun Garage.
Cajun Garage. It's like, that's so close to each other.
I'm trying to keep a straight face here.
Rendezvous. I know the record label, and it's a Louisiana label. But The Instants, that sounds... I'm going to go with Cajun Garage.
It's funny because the one you didn't think it was, it is. It's a girl group soul
Fuck
record.
Off.
Yes.
What?
Yeah.
What? How?
Well, that's why I picked that one up.
Do you own that record? I want to hear that.
If I find it, I'll add it right here. All right.
All right, there you go. I made a little extra work for you.
So two more categories left.
That's a girl group. The Instant. Okay. Anyway, well, you learn something new every day.
So the other one is another band.
Man, I'm not doing well today.
So the band The Believers, title track Soul Raga Cookin' on Capitol Records.
Oh, I know. That's like an instrument. I have it, so.
So, I'll give you the...
Oh, yeah. Well, let's see. Yeah, see if I can remember.
Yeah, try to figure out what it is.
It's an instrumental, right? And if I'm not mistaken, if I can remember with my little photographic memory here, it was written by Joe South. So maybe it's... Oh, shit. Maybe it's not an instrumental. But I have this record. So anyway, let's see if I can... You'll say the genres, and I'll probably... It's
okay.
Some kind of soul funky thing.
So The Believers, Soul Raga Cookin'
yeah.
on Capitol Records. So is it A, Southern Soul? B, Psych with Sitar?
Oh, shit. Maybe it's that.
C, Jamaican Rocksteady?
Okay, it's not that.
D, Latin Boogaloo?
Oh.
Or E, a Gospel Choir?
Okay, it's not C or E... shit, I don't remember what it sounds like now.
So The Believers, Soul Raga Cookin'.
So what's the first option?
Southern Soul.
Okay, it's not Southern Soul. Oh, wait, maybe it is. I don't know. No, it's not. Okay, next.
Psych with Sitar.
Does it have sitar on it?
C, Jamaican Rocksteady.
No.
What's... D, Latin Boogaloo. Or E, Gospel
I'm
going
to go with the psych with sitar, because now that I'm thinking it might... sound like that. Is it that?
You are correct.
Okay, good. Okay, yeah.
It is an instrumental.
Yeah. Hang on. I'm just I gotta know if I'm right. Is was it written by Joe South? Is my memory that good?
Well, you know, I figured the Believers could be gospel.
Yeah.
Soul Raga Cookin', and it's psych. It's so weird as a title for a psych record with sitar.
Soul Raga Cookin'. Bam! Written by Joe South. Knew it.
Well,
I don't know why that's stuck in my head. All right. So, okay. So yeah, I got right. two
out of four.
Okay. Not bad. Now here's my chance to get a passing grade.
Right. Yeah. So this is makes it or breaks it because it's the last one. Done. So Alex Spearman, Stairway to Nowhere on Rosemount.
Alex. Rosemount?
Rosemont.
Oh, Rosemont.
Yeah.
Okay, that just made it easier for me.
So, Alex Spearman, Stairway to Nowhere, Rosemont. It sounds like a title I would have wrote for Name That Fake Moldy Oldie.
Yeah, Rosemont.
No, I'm talking about Stairway to Nowhere. But it's a real track.
Yeah, Alex so, Spearman, Stairway to Yeah.
So, is it A, British Freak Beat?
Nope.
B, Lo-Fi Garage?
Nope.
C, Canadian folk?
Nope.
D, teen pop? Or E, organ-driven deep soul?
The last one, organ-driven deep soul.
You are correct. Yeah. Hey, pretty good.
Well, I'll tell you how I came to that conclusion. Alex Spearman.
Is he Jewish?
Hey, maybe. No, if I'm not mistaken, he's a New Orleans guy. He has maybe I sold it to you years ago. Doesn't he have a record called like Mama Paca Poo Poo Yeah or something?
Oh, that sounds familiar.
And Rosemont, that was the label that Don Covey, Have Mercy came out on. So I figured it must be the same label and was distributed by Atlantic. And Alex Spearman being a New Orleans cat. That's, I don't know. That's just
so I just went to check out my Discogs. I don't have anything by Alex Spearman. So.
Yeah, he's got something called like Mama Chakapaka Poo Poo. Yeah, it's on like a green label. But yeah, hey, so at least I got
3 out of 5. Hey, you have a passing grade.
Hey, wonderful. Well, that was fun. That's always fun. It's always good to do some mental gymnastics. So, I just saw you pulled out a 45 and you're smiling. So,
did you see the
No, I just saw the label? I just saw that it was orange.
So I think this is a perfect time. Oh, I've been waiting so long to play you this record.
Was this the one that you got like 2 months ago or something?
No, maybe a month ago.
Oh, wait, well, oh yeah. I think when I was here last, like it had just come in the mail or right. something and it was sitting in the box still. Yeah. Right. Okay.
This, it could have been like I could have put that record in the...
In the game?
In the game, except the title gives it away because it's a cover. So it's an up-tempo cover with crazy...
Of a song that...
Of a song we know.
Okay.
A crazy up-tempo cover of a mod classic.
Okay. I'm intrigued.
So I'm going to tell you the title and you're going to know right away.
Okay.
So it's on Tribute Records. I don't know where it's from. Where?
Oh, when you show me that label, I'll look at that font and I'll figure it out.
Right. The artist is Richard Lyons.
Oh, wait. Oh, is it Fever?
Nope.
Oh.
But good guess, though.
Okay.
No, it's Coming Home Baby, the Mel Torme mod classic.
Wow.
I can't wait to see your face.
Is this like, it's not like a very well-known version? Or?
Totally unknown.
Wow.
Very rare. And I didn't know this existed. And when it popped up, it was mine before it was, auction was even over.
Well, it's funny, like before we started recording, I was like, you know, I was hinting about that story about that unknown record I might get my hands on. And it's like, I will pay whatever amount of money the guy wants for it. I will figure out a way to pay for it, you know? Sometimes records like that come up and it's like, you know, they were meant for you.
Absolutely. And like the last couple of rare records I got, I think the price bumped by 20% just because I had to have it. So
yeah, because you're a freaking addict. You have a problem. I'm literally your dealer, and I'm telling you, you have a problem.
So I think I paid over market price.
Whatever.
I don't care. I would have paid more.
Good.
So
let's see what this looks like.
And I debuted it at Heart of Montreal Soul Club, and it went down great. And Carl was impressed, too.
Arranged by Billy Muir, produced by Eddie Heller. Eddie Heller, fun story. So this is just based off the font. This is a Philly record. Eddie Heller, if I'm not mistaken, was the guy who signed Levon and the Hawks to ATCO in 1965. A Canadian band? Yeah, Levon and the Hawks, who became the band. You know, they went on to go do all the stuff with Bob Dylan, and then they released their first album in 68. And Billy Muir, that name's super familiar too. He, arranger, producer, see his name on tons of records. So Eddie Heller, interesting to see a producer's name that I actually am familiar with. But yeah, this just like that font, it's like a lot of small Philly labels look like this. So...
So you've must never be, heard like, of this?
Never heard of it. Must be some... It's from the American Northeast. I am very intrigued because I know... Well, this is
I can't wait to see your face.
You got to say Coming Home Baby by Mel Torme is one of your top 10. Like, it's one of the best records ever, man.
Yeah.
What would they call him? The Velvet Fog? That was Mel Torme's nickname. The Velvet Fog.
I didn't know that.
Yeah. Good Jewish boy, Mel Torme.
This rivals the original. Let's discuss
how. All right, let's do it.
Come on home. You know I'm waiting here for you. You've been gone. You don't know what I'm going through. Since you went away, when I'm in your arms, I'm all right. Come on home, you know I'm counting every day. Use a phone, baby, let me hear you say that you're coming home.
So is this guy singing out of a Howard Johnson, or is this good for you?
I love that that's like the ongoing thing now. It's like, is he a good singer, or does he do karaoke at Howard Johnson off I-55 every night? No, that's fantastic. All I was thinking like the whole time was like, man, I wish I would have found this record so I could have sold it to
and see
you.
My face.
Man, really cool version, and it was fun quickly looking up this record over on Discogs while we were listening to it, and it was done in New York City, and cool enough it came with a picture sleeve, and he's just like this crooner looking white dude. And I said to Pat, his name's Richard Lyons, he was for sure Riccardo Leonetti or something, you know, like all these Italian guys who changed their names in the 60s. It's definitely one of those situations. But no, there was like a New York City address and like a fan club address on the picture sleeve. So we saw it was done on East 51st Street in Manhattan, which makes sense because, again, the connection with that guy, Eddie Heller, who I guess right after that, I would say this is probably a cover from 63, probably from around the same time.
I don't have a year 63, for 64. This record. So it's probably after Mel Torme's.
Well, after Mel Torme's version, and then. But funny enough, because I think mistaken with this song is I think it was an instrumental, and like Mel Torme was the one who added the lyrics, because there was a huge instrumental version by King Windig on Verve that was like a big hit, and like there are plenty of instrumental versions of this song, but anyway, whatever details, but yeah, obviously, but that confirms the New York aspect of the record with
So I can't believe you were mistaken. It's not from Philly.
Well, it looks like it was probably pressed at whatever press. Again, we're talking New York City and Philadelphia. They are, you know, 70 miles from each other, not even. But yeah, it looks like
we're splitting here.
Looks like a Philly pressing, but hey, I was right when I said it was a Northeast U.S. record, and it's good. It's cool that it's got that Eddie Heller connection, which is connected to Leave On the Hawks, so it's basically Canadian. All right. That was killer. That's so you got to play that out for the first time at a nice dance floor.
This is going to be in my DJ box for a while.
Well, speaking of segue alert.
Oh, wait. Okay. Are you changing your mind? You don't want to sell me this record anymore?
No. I'm fooling around. This is not a Canadian record, but it's it makes me think of Canada because it is a really great instrumental, or as we sometimes call them, titty shaker, because there is a little bit of stop and yell and continue. This is called Beaver Shot.
Oh, cool.
Beaver Shot by the Hollywood Hurricanes.
Sounds like an instrumental band.
Yeah, instrumental titty shaker kind of thing. It's on Prima Records, which was the record label of Louis Prima, who was a very famous singer in the 1950s, did a lot of records with Keeley Smith, and, he was kind of like a lounge act. You've heard of Louis Prima before. Jazzy lounge guy.
I think I saw him at Howard Johnson once.
For sure. God. Anyhow, and this is cool. This is actually on the flip side. It's kind of a double-sider. It has a really cool cover of Have Love Will Travel, the Richard Berry song, but it's one of those records where it's like it sounds like it was recorded in a studio, but they added like a freaking to make it sound live.
Yeah, live track.
I prefer this side. I think this is kind of the side. Anyway, kind of cool. Something a bit different. I feel it's been a while since we've done like a cool instro titty shaker.
Exotica.
Definitely something you could play out. Definitely something that I think a dance floor would get into. So let's give it up for the infamous Hollywood Hurricanes with Beaver Shot.
This is a type of track you can play at a mime night or a rockabilly night. It's has crossover appeal.
You can play it anywhere.
It reminded me a bit of a track I have by SQ Reader called Green Door.
Yeah.
Because at one point he says, Beaver Shot.
Yeah.
Green Door.
Well, Green Door, is that must be the same as like the Winder K Frog. Is that the same Green Door? Baby, what's behind that green door?
Yeah.
But no, this is a pretty cool one. First time ever having a spare copy of it. And like I said, the flip's cool too. It's got a kind of fun version of Have Love Will Travel. And
can't wait to listen to it.
Yeah.
That's officially the B-side.
Yeah, exactly. So yeah, Beaver Shot, you know, because, hey, funny enough, I actually saw a beaver the other day.
Well, you live in...
I live in a forest. So, funny,
and the boondocks.
I was walking Hank, and because like there's ditches in front of like all like the houses, like on the side of the street.
And Hank is your dog, not your father.
Yeah, exactly. Yes, Hank is my 119-pound dog. So we're walking down the street, and the ditches are like full of water, and I see something, like something swimming. I'm like, oh, maybe it's just like a gopher or something. No, it was a freaking beaver. And when Hank noticed it, it went like, bloop, like did that thing. And I saw its tail fly up. And I'm like, oh my God, a beaver.
Now I'm hungry. I want to have a beaver tail.
Yeah, they just, man, they opened one of those beaver tail places out in my neck of the woods. We should probably explain what that is because
I think we've talked about it
before. I feel like we've covered all of our deep fried dough bases on the show.
So addicts, you can be addicted to beaver tails believe it or not.
Yeah, it's basically just a giant fried piece of dough, and it looks like a beaver tail, and you can put whatever the hell you want. It's usually covered in cinnamon sugar.
Yeah, that's the basic recipe.
People are disgusting and put banana on it, and
because you don't like bananas. But
Do you like you're a banana guy, right?
I'm a favorite food.
That's revolting. I don't know how we're friends. But you know,
Nutella and chocolate. And
yeah. Just if you put bananas on anything, you're a psychopath. they're so gross. I don't know. Are there people out there that like? Because I know a lot of people who don't like bananas, but it's like I love apples and oranges. It's like, are there people that feel that way about apples? How could you not like apples? Just the most like I feel like it's a biblical food. Everybody has to like apple. You know, like don't eat the apple from the apple tree.
I don't know. The apples for me are boring.
I love apples.
You know, look behind, right behind me.
Yeah, it's true. There's some apples
There's a bowl of apples right there.
I mean, yeah, they just look good. Bananas, like, who wants to look at bananas?
Hey.
All right, anyway, it's obviously lunchtime. Let's end this. Let's end this off.
Well, hey, listen. This is a perfect segue. Oh, no, I won't.
Okay, enough with your freaking sirens, Officer Foisy over here.
We're going to have an ad break. We haven't had an ad break for a while.
Yeah, we haven't had a good sponsor from a defunct movie production studio in a while. So,
who's
sponsoring
today's
show?
Yeah, all our ads have to be on a 7-inch. Sometimes it's 33 and a third, but
they're 7-inch vinyl, but they sometimes don't spin at 45. Don't give us hell for that.
So, we're going to play, we didn't really play some garage on this show.
No, not really.
We're going to play a garage ad for 7-Up.
I thought you meant it was going to be an ad for a garage.
No. So it's a garage band doing a 7-Up ad called the Uncola, because back in the this one is from 1968 by a San Francisco group called The Going Thing. And it has a cool picture sleeve, so I'm going to hand you the 45. And I believe it's on the B side, and it's an EP, so there's four tracks. So we'll have to cue it, because second song on the B-side. I think it's called the Uncola Song.
By the 5th Street Exit?
Oh, is that it? Or is it two bands, two different bands?
Well, yeah, it's either by Holly Penfield or the 5th Street Exit.
Because look at the picture sleeve. You pull it out.
I think the Going Thing is just kind of like...
I think that's the band.
No, it literally says right under the song, 5th Street Exit.
Okay, well, I'm going to look it up while it plays.
It's so unimportant. but it's interesting. It says, funny, Macy's 7-Up. Like,
you know
Macy's,
what? I'm
like,
gonna,
does that have anything to do with, like, the department store? Or?
I'm going to ask Svetlana, our intern, to research that.
Please don't do her voice. We'll get canceled. Man, we talk a lot about cancel culture on the show. Okay, well, let me...
So try to cue it.
I'm going to try and cue this properly.
I'm going to do it post.
Is it 45 or... 33.
No, I think it's 45.
All right, let's try.
So Svetlana went to check for us, our intern, and you're right. It's Fifth Street Exit. That's the name of the band. It's sort of confusing because on the picture sleeve, it says The Good Thing in big, yeah, bold letters, and it's the title of a track, and the track is It's a Going Thing.
Right.
But going... with an apostrophe. So it's sort of a...
I guess they called themselves Fifth Street Exit because they played at the Howard Johnson at the Fifth Street Exit. My God, what a horrendous band. I mean, it's,
yeah,
it's kooky, but but there, obviously you and I have discussed it so many times. I love, like, the amateurishness of it. And, like, the for some reason, the bass is very upfront and he's horrible, but it all comes together in some kind of sloppy It's a 7-Up at the Howard Johnson. But yeah, thank you to 7-Up,
the Uncola.
The Uncola, the sleeve's really cool with the car at the bottom. I can't even, what kind of car is that? It looks like it's half Rolls Royce, half Triumph Spitfire.
Right.
It's kind of cool, a little convertible.
It has a split windshield too. It's, yeah, kind of sort of weird.
It's pretty rad.
Well, yeah, I wasn't expecting rave.
It's 7-Up at the Heaven.
Yeah, I wasn't expecting rave reviews for this one. It's an ad break, so
yeah,
give us a break.
And Addicted to the Needle, brought to you by 7-Up. Imagine 7-Up just, like, wrote us a check for, like, $100,000 or something.
And, well, I said it's from 1968, but Svetlana, she corrected me. It's actually from 1966.
So now that you've formally announced our feud with In the Past podcast, so far this episode, you've stolen the intern thing from them.
Of course.
You've stolen the calling our listeners a new name. You must really hate those guys.
I do.
Yeah. They are not influential to everything you've done today.
I'm obsessed.
Yeah.
I'm an addict.
Oh, God. Yeah. An addict. Yes. You're an addict of your own addict. Anyway, so I think it's time to wrap things up. What number? What episode? It was really, is this 80?
81, I believe.
Hey, do the 81. Do the 81. Candy and the Kisses. Oh,
we could have played that.
Should have played that. Whatever. It's okay. We'll play the 82 by, I couldn't think fast enough. I was just going to make something up. And you go, really? That exists? And I go, no, you idiot. All right, anyway.
I think it's by The Good Things.
What? No, get out of here.
The 82.
Do the 82. Do the boogaloo on the 82.
But I think I have a good end of the show record, something very obscure. And
yes, because we play a lot of top 40 on this show.
Right. Unlike our enemy podcast.
It's true. Oopadoo, man. Big hit. Everybody knows that. What a bunch of squares playing Oopadoo. Come on. Everybody knows that song.
This one is going to be an addition to my ever-growing Batman / superhero suite.
Yep.
Just the title. You're going to love the title. You knew I had to have it once you're going to hear the title. It's called Spanish Batman. It's from 1966. It's sort of a soul instrumental.
Spanish Batman?
And it's a, I think it's a double sider because the other side is Mommy and Daddy's Doing the latest Dance. It's sort of a
we couldn't hire regular Batman, so here's Spanish Batman. ¿Por qué?
It's sort of a it's gonna remind us of the Beaver Shot. It's sort of an instrumental where they just yell Batman
just
or something.
And they go Spanish Batman,
and it's by Dick Moorhead and the Paramounts. It's on Cloud Records, so I'm gonna hand you
Dick Moorhead. Dick Moorhead? Well, you didn't think for Dick Moorhead. Okay. Jesus.
You think I'm making it up. I should have put that in the game.
Spanish Batman by Dick Moorhead and the Paramounts. Hey, this one's from West 57th Street in New York City. You're making your way uptown this episode. Well, anyway, thank you everybody for joining us on another episode of Addicted to the Needle. Go like our Facebook page. Go rate us on wherever you listen to your podcast, mainly the Apple one. I don't know, that's what Pat's always going on about.
Well, this is our counterattack. Go give us a 5-star review.
Yeah, do that. And I don't know, follow us on Instagram. You can follow me on Instagram, Shulman the Soul Man, and all the stuff. And Pat's at
Park Avenue on Instagram and on Facebook.
And go buy records for me, the company sleeve on Discogs. I have 11,000 45s for sale. If there's nothing for you, you have shit taste in music. That should be my
my tagline.
And if you're listening to this, I'm sure by the time this episode will come out, my eBay auction will still be going. I've got 170 garage rock records up for auction right now, so you should bid those up for me. You should just try and win some. We've got The Haunted and The Rabble and all kinds of fun stuff. So listen to our show, buy records, and fuck In the Past Garage Rock Podcast. No, I'm kidding. It's all in good fun. That is a wonderful show. I don't know. Pat's really the one who has the feud with them. Maybe we'll have to just say it to these guys, man. Just I think a crossover episode is going to come out of this, and then we'll really have it out.
And always keep on.
Oh, you didn't even have anything to add here.
Nope.
All right, anyone.
You just cut me out of my sign-off.
Yeah, no.
Now I'm pissed off at you.
Yeah, you're pissed off. You're in a fucking mood today. Anyway, last but not least, to finish us off, Dick Moorhead.
And keep on keeping on.
My man Batman. Rock on Robin.
Funny!